A lot of people are hitting the road this weekend, and if you're going to be renting a car, there are more electric vehicle options to rent than ever before. Marianne has been researching this, and she joins us now with her savvy tips that you need to know before you get in the car.
Yes, Bob. Why, you haven't driven an electric vehicle yet. That's really surprising to me. But, you know, among other rental companies, Hertz has been electrifying its fleet, and they now have about 50,000 EVs, and it's the biggest fleet in the world, and they have more on the way. So it makes sense that the roads this weekend and always will be packed with people driving these rentals, especially on a holiday weekend. So if I sat you down right now in an EV, would you know what to do?
Drive? I mean, is it that complicated? Isn't it the same as driving any other car? You start it, you hit the accelerator. Tell me, because I know you've test driven one.
Well, when you do hit the accelerator, you'll be in heaven. I mean, it's like they are fantastic cars to drive. But that's not the only thing there is. It hasn't changed much. I mean, like, yes, you hit the accelerator, unless it's a driverless car. And it feels great. But I have found some expert tips that we should all know before we begin a trip with that EV rental.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All I know is, as a passenger in one of those cars, I experienced the G-forces upon acceleration that rivaled what Neil Armstrong felt going to the moon. And it was quite something.
Remember, I mean, like, recently we were in our friend's car, and he said, okay, protect your neck.
Yeah, I know.
be aware, because I'm going to show you how fast this goes. And then he floored it, and,
You're pinned to the back, to the seat back. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear some of these tips.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Do you hear that buzz? I think that's a call coming in, but I'm gonna ignore it.
I thought that
I don't
just
know if
a,
you can hear that.
No, but I hear buzzes and noises and voices in my head all the time. So don't ask me.
All right. So, So know where the EV chargers are located. So you've got to map out the available chargers along your route. That's the first thing you have to do. So you have to plan ahead. The Department of Energy has a map of all EV charging stations in the U.S. and Canada, but you can also use an app. Like, there are a few apps, Chargeway, Charge Hub, PlugShare. And if you're driving a Tesla, the navigation screen will show you nearby Tesla supercharger stations, but that's only for Teslas. And, there are already more than 130,000 public chargers across the country, and the government's plans are to build a national network of 500,000 chargers by 2030.
And they're not...
So
they're
there
not,
will be a lot.
But not necessarily supercharger stations, right?
Exactly. Not all EV chargers are the same, so that's the second tip here. Check the type of charger. There are three different types of charging ports, and I know right now when I say this, your head is going to explode, but people who have ever had to drive an EV know what I'm talking about. There are Tesla chargers, there are CCS chargers, and CHAdeMO chargers. I think that's how you pronounce it. Depending on the type of EV that you're driving, you're going to possibly need an adapter for these charges. And if you're driving a Tesla, for example, and you pull into a charging station that provides CCS charging, you're going to need to attach the adapter at the end of the connector before plugging it into your car. And a lot of the rental car companies are including adapters in their rentals, but you need to make sure. And also, by the way, there are also different power levels of chargers. Like, they go from slow to fast. So if you're just charging overnight, that's going to be a slow charge. But the speed of the charge depends on how long you're going to have to sit there and wait while your car's battery is charging. The charging stations along the highway usually provide the fast charges, but you still have to stop there for a while. So it's not like pulling into a gas station where you get gas for 5 minutes and then you're out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So account for charging time in your travels.
Now, I wouldn't mind. I don't know if the Buc-ee's have charging stations. They probably do. So I wouldn't mind if that took an hour, because I could shop and eat in the Buc-ee's. But otherwise,
yes,
I might be in a hurry.
Do, because I do remember seeing those in the Buc-ee's, that you love the Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I
but
do.
Don't worry, because if you leave your car there to charge and you go inside a Buc-ee's and you're going to have to stand in line for a half hour.
I know, they're busy.
They're packed.
Yeah, they should be. They're great.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing is plan how you're going to pay. So even though you're not paying for gas, it doesn't mean that you're not going to pay for fuel. And some public stations are free, but others, including the Tesla superchargers, are not free. Some are charged by membership, others by the kilowatt hour of the electricity that's delivered to your car. And for some other chargers, you might have to download an app in order to pay. Others take credit cards, like at a gas station. So it's just another factor to be aware of as you map out your itinerary and the time that it's going to take to get to wherever you're going.
I guess one day it'll all be second nature, but not yet.
Not yet, yes. And then anticipate issues. So let's say that you found the charging stations, they're compatible with your rental car, and you worked out how to pay it. Even after that, it might not work. Recent data shows that more than 1 in 5 EV charging attempts at public stations fail.
Hmm.
So it's a real problem, and it's going to get better as the government aims to improve things, but the system is not entirely reliable yet. So again, anticipate problems and make extra time for them. And then realize that your range might change. So let's say that they say that you have a range of a certain amount of miles. Well, it's not an exact science. So what's advertised may not be the reality as soon as your wheels are on the road, because factors like high or low outside temperatures affect it. Using the AC, incessantly
mm-hmm.
affects it. Driving aggressively all can decrease the range by up to half of what you think you might have. So mm-hmm. again, plan for everything. And then, of course, you will enjoy the ride. It's a beautiful ride.
I think we should wait before for getting an electric vehicle. It's still early.
It is, but if you don't have to go far and you know where to charge and you know all these things and you plan ahead, it's fun. It's really fun. It doesn't even feel like you're in an automobile. I mean, it's weird the way that there's no sound.
Yeah, they're quiet. They're quiet.
Yeah,
I guess renting one is a good idea to start.
Yeah, that's how you start. I mean, that's what most people do. Most people rent one to see how they feel about driving one before they even think about purchasing one.
Let's talk about something good to eat over this holiday weekend and a recipe on your Savvy Planet website.
That's right. Well, what's better than a cool, refreshing summer appetizer for any get-together that you're doing this weekend? You can take it or you can just eat it at home because it's super healthy. So check out my recipe for tropical shrimp boats. It's a combo of shrimp, cucumbers, mango, cilantro, a few other ingredients on an endive leaf. And it's so healthy, delicious, and it's really easy to eat without a fork.
Check it out. Sounds like a good summer weekend dish. SavvyPlanet.com. Put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet, and you can find the recipe at SavvyPlanet.com. Subscribe. Get a new recipe free in your inbox every week. And by the way, we'll post all of this about EVs on our website, WGNRadio.com. Look for the Surratt Show page. Well, I'll be home soon in my Maxwell car. That's you got to crank it to get going, but it does.
I don't even know what a Maxwell car is.
Yeah.
What is that?
Google Jack Benny, and I'll see you soon, Marianne. I know the next question is going to be, who's Jack Benny.